Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm your host, Jakari Jackson. It's November 4th, 2015, and here's a look at our top stories.
Tonight, why are so many Americans taking prescription drugs? The percentage has risen to 59% of the adult population. Plus, Gloria Steinem says you're a racist if you attack Planned Parenthood. And lightsabers are banned at the Star Wars movie screening because some people think they are simulated weapons. Oh boy. Mask and face paint also not allowed.
If you will not fight, then you will meet your destiny.
Plus, an InfoWars exclusive report. Inside the CIA 9/11 Boneyard.
All of the aircraft used on 9/11 were hybrid aircraft created for the purpose of being droned.
If they can remote control them, they can nerve gas everybody and remote control them into the building.
That's coming up next on the InfoWars Nightly News.
It's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
It was just yesterday that we brought to the news about Verizon spying on the emails of its customers. And this is nothing new for Verizon. They've been involved in many other questionable practices in the past. But now we're starting to look at the things that our government is doing. And one person, Jason Chaffetz, is coming out and saying that we need to end the Stingray surveillance. Congressman introduces bill to end warrantless Stingray surveillance. Stingrays are one of a class of suitcase-sized devices known as cell site simulators, which work by pretending to be a cell phone tower in order to strip data and metadata from any phones which connect to them. They are used by at least 13 federal agencies and at least 50 local and state police departments, according to the ACLU. Now, I was talking to David Knight earlier today, and he made a very good point. As great as legislation like this is, we shouldn't have to have some type of amendment or bill or addendum or anything else to keep the government from spying on us. We already have the Fourth Amendment. Just like I went out and watched that new Tom Hanks movie this past weekend, The Bridge of Spies, I believe it was called. And they were talking about various constitutional protections. And as there one point when he's talking to this guy from the CIA, and he's like, don't be a Boy Scout with me. This is America. We don't have a rule book here. And Tom Hanks says, yeah, we have the United States Constitution. That's our rule book, and we need to abide by that. And that's exactly what we need to do. And it's not just in this. It's in any area where laws may be questionable. We need to look, basically, is this a violation of people's constitutional rights? Because as Mr. Chaffetz points out in this article, a lot of times these police officers, they're on a fishing expedition. They're not looking for anything in particular. They think that in this motel across the street, there may or may not be some type of drug activity. So now they're using a Stingray or some other type of surveillance to track the movements, the phone calls, the text, or, you know, web surfing habits of everybody who's in that building. That's completely illegal. You need to have a specific place, specific person in the contents that you're looking for. You can't just go in these, as they call them, fishing expeditions. So I definitely hope that this does pass, but it's a very sad day that we need a bill just to hold people accountable. Now let's talk about the iPhone, about these Apple products in general, because they have a reputation of being pretty secure, and by and large, I guess to an extent they are, but like anything, they can have back doors or other things built into them. But now we're coming at it at a different angle. We actually have a group of hackers that have been awarded millions of dollars, or excuse me, $80 million, for a bounty for ISO zero-day attack. On Monday, the security startup ZeroDiem announced that it's agreed to pay out that seven-figure sum to a team of hackers who have successfully developed a technique that can hack any iPhone or iPad that can be tricked into visiting a carefully crafted website. Zero Diem describes that technique as their own jailbreak, a term used by iPhone owners to hack their own phones to install unauthorized apps. But make no mistake, Zero Diem and its founder have made it clear that its customers include governments who no doubt use such zero-day hacking techniques on unwitting surveillance targets. So there you go again. They get you coming and they get you going. Because I believe it was Apple who said earlier this year, maybe it was last year, that they're not going to hand over your records to law enforcement, which is, you know, a good deal. Not that I believe that wholly, but, you know, it's a nice statement, a nice thing to think about. But now you have companies like Zero Diem who say, yeah, not only will we hack into your information, but we're just going to flat out sell it to police departments or to federal agencies, which, I mean, a lot of companies do anyway. So I do give them applause for at least admitting that they're doing these practices. But, you know, I'm not a big fan of somebody stealing my data just to expressly give it to the government. Not that I want them to give it to other people, because whether you get on Facebook, you get on Twitter or whatever else, people can track your habits, especially on pages like Facebook, because you may Google, getting a divorce, right? And now all of a sudden you get all these ads on your Facebook page or any other page for, you know, visit such and such divorce lawyer or whoever else to give you all this divorce information. So you have to be very careful what type of information you put into there. But like I said, they will try to find a way to hack your information regardless. So just do the best you can. And I remember I was talking to Wayne Mattson, who has a special report coming up later on in our show. He used to work for the NSA. And I asked Wayne when he came here to Austin one time, I said, Wayne, what type of encryption software, what type of measures do you use to protect yourself from hackers? And he says, I don't use any. I said, really? And this is a guy, you know, who actually had ties to the NSA. And he said, you know, encryption and all these other things, they may stop a hacker at Starbucks, but the NSA can hack into your computer even if it's not on. So basically, that's what it is. So it's hard to keep your information away from the feds, but you can take different measures to protect yourself from other means of intrusion. Let's talk about something that's an intrusion on your personal physical being. Prescription drugs. Now, I'm not saying drugs or medication in and of itself is bad. I'm talking about the overuse, overprescription of drugs. And Mike Huckabee had said in the last GOP debate, and I don't agree with everything he said, but he made a very interesting point, that it doesn't matter. You can ban this, you can ban that, you can push prescription drugs, but until people decide to change the way they eat, change the way they live, and go about their daily lives, it really doesn't matter, because we're ingesting all this toxic food into our personal beings, and we'll talk about that in just one second. But more on this, more Americans than ever using prescription drugs. And most seem to be related to obesity, with cholesterol and blood pressure drugs leading the pack, researchers report in the Journal of the American Medical Association. So they go on to document things like Zocor, cholesterol-lowering drug, and other things that are associated to the statin drugs. So like I said before, you know, I have no issue with medications or even vaccines. You know, that's a hot topic we talk about a lot. The vaccine in and of itself isn't bad. It's, some of the things that sneak into the vaccine, or even some of the effects of the vaccine in and of itself. Case in point, you go get a flu shot and people say you're an anti-vaxxer. No, I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I went to Walgreens. I went to CVS and the pharmacist handed me a piece of medical literature that said that this vaccine can give me things including but not limited to diarrhea, nausea, and vomiting, just as bad as the flu itself. So why would I want to take it? And that's kind of the view I have on prescription drugs, not to mention the effect that it has on your pocketbook. We've seen numerous reports of price gouging. You can go to this country, go someplace else and get it at a very reduced rate. So why is it so expensive here? And I think it was an article, I believe it referred to Canada, but they were talking about the world's most expensive drug just got more expensive. And these guys saying, well, it's justified because X, Y, and Z. Like, no, bro, I don't think it really is. And not to mention, you see these pharmaceutical commercials every time that you turn on the television. But as we're talking about your health, we have this article. Mom died after drinking Pepsi Max every day. Now, I will say it's an interesting story, but it is somewhat of a misleading headline. Because, yes, this woman did drink a lot of Pepsi Max, which I definitely would not recommend you drink any type of pop on a daily basis. But beyond that, she was drinking also a lot of vodka. The report says at times she was drinking an entire liter of vodka a day. And the Pepsi comes into play because it eventually got to a point where she was mixing the Pepsi in the vodka or whatever her drink of choice was. So it's kind of a half-truth article, but it brings up just this whole notion of eating junk food that I was talking about in our last article. It reminds me of the story about the girl, I believe she was in the UK, who ate nothing but chicken nuggets, and then she got sick. And she was like, I can't figure out why I'm getting sick. And granted, she was a young girl, a teenage girl, so she probably didn't understand. But a lot of your chicken nuggets, or at least here in the States, I'm not sure what the recipe is in other parts of the world, but at least here in the States, the chicken nuggets are full of silicone breast implant materials. So, which is to say, you're eating, you know, a big box of breast implants and other type of fillers and artificial ingredients. If you eat that for a long period of time, of course it's going to make you sick. So if you're going to eat fast food, do it sparingly. It's like my dad always told me, you can eat anything you want, just don't eat it all the time. Same thing with your Pepsi Max, but also don't mix your Pepsi Max with vodka. That's just my own personal opinion on how to do things. And now, to take the choice completely out of your hands and just tell you what you're going to do, the new Star Wars movie, which is making headlines all around the world. This movie, I got to give it to these guys. I guess it's Disney who makes it now. J.J. Abrams, I think George Lucas, he's still around, but he's not directly involved in the whole shebang for this movie. These guys have done such a masterful job talking about Star Wars without actually talking about Star Wars. They don't put Luke Skywalker in the posters, and now there's some big conspiracy theory about whether Luke's going to be in the movie or who he's going to play or all these other things, saying Star Wars is racist or, you know, feminist or anti-male or whatever the terminology may be. But now it's gone to a whole new step, a galaxy far, far away from common sense, and now they're banning you from actually bringing a lightsaber into the movie theater. They say that a lightsaber is a simulated weapon. So you can't bring a lightsaber, or you cannot paint your face like Darth Maul, and you also cannot wear any type of face coverings like a Darth Vader or what's the guy's name, Boba Fett helmet or mask, which is completely ridiculous. They also ban things like Han Solo's blaster and things of that nature. And I'm guessing it has something to do with the infamous Aurora shooting. They don't want any type of incident to occur like that, which I can understand. But a lightsaber, you can't bring in a lightsaber. You can't bring in a lightsaber. This is the most ridiculous freaking thing. Are we going to shut down Comic Cons now? And like, we're not going to have San Diego Comic Con anymore because you can't show up with your lightsaber. Or are they going to ban guys from making the homemade web shooters? Or what's that guy on YouTube? He makes all the superhero stuff. He made like some retractable Wolverine claws and like a flamethrower. And he made like an Iron Man laser and all this stuff. I mean, is that guy going to get swatted now? Who knows? It's completely ridiculous. But just like we've always said, you can't have Hello Kitty bubble guns. You can't shoot, toy guns in your front yard. If somebody takes an umbrella to a college campus, they shut it down and send in the SWAT team. And this is just an extension of that, to say that you can't even have a good time at the movie theater dressing up like Vader or Darth Maul or some other type of character. But even if you can't have the fake weapons, you can definitely have the real weapons, because we see now gun sales at record high for the sixth straight month. And that's exactly right. The FBI numbers released in October show that there were close to 2 million instant background checks. It makes it the sixth consecutive month that we see a record number of checks. It also constitutes a 300,000 increase in checks on figures from this time last year. So people out there going and buying their firearms en masse. And the Second Amendment doesn't just apply to firearms. It pertains to pretty much any weapon. But we're just using firearms here as an example because people understand that they need to have the ability to protect themselves. And as I always say, nothing against the police, nothing against the military, by and large. I have issues here and there with them, but by and large, it's full of good people who just want to protect their communities and protect their country, but they can't be there to protect you all the time. That's why you need to have the means to protect yourself. That's why you see the police chiefs coming out in Detroit, in Milwaukee, and these other places saying that you need to have the means to protect yourself. That's why they want you to have a firearm. And if you don't have a firearm in places like Venezuela, you may just be a victim of a crime, or if you do have a firearm, rather, because now they're attacking police and taking their firearms, which is to say, if they don't have the means to protect themselves, they'll go take it from somebody who has a firearm. Yeah, I mean, I know it blows some people's mind, like, oh, wow, they ran up on somebody who had a gun and took their gun. Yeah, just like the Warsaw Ghetto. You know, they get one guy who has a gun, then they get another guy who has a gun, then they get another guy who has a gun. Now, quickly, I'm going to end this segment talking about Gloria Steinem, who's saying that you're racist if you don't support Planned Parenthood. And she says, this is part of an ultra-right-wing attempt to restore the basis of patriarchy or a male-dominant system in the necessity of long-term racist system, which is controlling reproduction, which is probably the dumbest thing I've ever heard her say. How can you have racism when it just comes to Planned Parenthood because you don't like videos where people getting chopped up? So let's go out to break with this video, and we'll be back with more special reports.
In today's world, abortion supporters routinely attend pro-life rallies and attempt to bully activists. If you have a problem and need a smelly group of commie devil worshipers, maybe you can call the A-Team.
Now, how many did I adopt? I kill my kids. A white friend which breaks the f***ing veil that doesn't stand for women's rights.
Hey, we saw your Facebook with your communist hammer and sickle. That's pretty cool, man. Is that you on the Facebook? Is there a Facebook page of you with a hammer and sickle?
I don't think so.
I don't want children. I love Satan.
How do you get your abortions paid for?
I pay for them.
I thought
really?
You said
How many
three?
Do you pay for?
Upwards of 50.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You, you piece of
bunch of misogynist mother. Take your male privilege somewhere else.
Bobby, you're being aggressive.
I'm being aggressive.
One, not! Skills on! Wow! Watch out!
That's the guys that attack Alex Jones.
Did you know that only 6 corporations control 90% of what millions of Americans see, hear, and read every single day? It's the illusion of choice. Think about it. The mainstream media is owned by only a handful of mega corporations with vested interests. But on the other hand, the internet is an interconnected network of billions of sources. So you can research information for yourself from multiple sources, or you can blindly accept what you hear or read in the mainstream media, never questioning what you are being told. This gives you a false sense of reality. I mean, do you actually know what you think you know? Or have you been programmed to accept someone else's version of events? Think about it.
Your liver can be full of fatty deposits, built-up toxins, and even dangerous objects known as liver stones. We worked with the top developers in the field of detox to take tried and true herbs and other compounds known to safely cleanse the liver and fuse it with the latest research and technological development on concentrating these ingredients to give you the maximum effect. Liver Shield is the only liver support product on the market that uses a patented Spigyrex blend of powerful organic herbs that support detoxification. And when you visit InfoWarsLife.com, see the instructional video on how to do a 6-day liver detox. This isn't a game, and let me tell you, the results are dramatic. Liver Shield is totally organic and made of the safest high-quality herbs. But that said, you need to consult your physician before you do the full detox. Liver Shield can also be used daily by itself for overall upkeep of the liver. Secure your Liver Shield today exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com for the lowest price available. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139. Brain Force is here. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been on this the last few months. You probably noticed I've been more crazed, more focused, less brain fog, more energy, more special reports, and it's because of Brain Force.
One of the worst things with most energy products is it's not sustainable, right? You're going to crash and going to feel really bad afterwards. This has a bunch of different antioxidants and compounds and polyphenols.
Everybody's on these drugs to knock their brain out because the brain's so fried.
We kept changing this formula over and over and over again until it became sort of a grand puzzle. For example, the L-theanine inside of it, that is activated by the different compounds in the yerba mate that we put inside of it as well. This just increases the compounds you already have.
This is what you're actually designed to run on.
Exactly.
It's kind of like a car will run on one form of junkie gas, but it runs really good on what it's designed for. You will find Brain Force, Survival Shield X2, and other game-changing products at InfoWarsLife.com. Or call 888-253-3139.
video games ruined my life.
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. Knockout is back. If you want a product that has 10 known ingredients that naturally get your body to relax, your brain to relax, so you get deep, restful sleep, Knockout's it. InfoWarsLife.com. L-theanine, hops flower extract, lemon balm extract, valerian root extract, chamomile flower extract, L-tryptophan extract, melatonin, and more. All organic, all the natural sources. It's the same price as leading brands of melatonin that are 3 milligrams a piece. It has 3 milligrams, the standard recommended dose for an adult. It's got the GABA. So it would probably cost $50 to take all this as separate pills. It's $19.95. You take one or two of these, and it just is really clean, restful sleep is what the reviews are. It's what I've experienced. And it just synergistically puts everything in there. InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com. Or call 888-253-3139.
Veteran researcher Wayne Mattson has been on the trail of a very interesting story. It took him to Arizona in the Pinal Air Park. Now, this is a situation where they had many different planes built there. It's somewhat of a plane boneyard, piecing together various aircrafts. And he had a very interesting investigation that we're going to share with you now.
And stunned by a violent crime in Calaveras County.
That night, the teens were staying at their dad's home nearby. Their bodies, along with the family dog, were found by their high school friends.
In 2012, the late Phil Marshall, he wrote 3 books, 2 about his doubts about the official 9/11 report, and 1 about a docudrama, actually, about his time as a pilot for the CIA in the 1980s.
In his books, the veteran aviation pilots accuse the administration of former U.S. President George W. Bush of orchestrating the 9/11 attacks. Marshall said,
"The true reason the attack was successful is because of an inside military stand-down and a coordinated training operation that prepared the hijackers to fly heavy commercial airliners. We have dozens of FBI documents to prove that this flight training was conducted in California, Florida, and Arizona in the 18 months leading up to the attack." Think about this. The official version about some ghost in some cave on the other side of the world defeating our entire military establishment on U.S. soil is absolutely preposterous.
Phil Marshall, qualified Boeing 757 pilot and a Boeing 767 pilot. The 2 aircraft, as we know, are said to have allegedly been involved in the 9/11 attacks. Phil Marshall came here to Arizona in 2012, specifically to investigate leads that he picked up about the role that a former and probably current Central Intelligence Agency facility called the Pinal Air Park in Marana, Arizona, between Phoenix and Tucson. Phil Marshall came here to investigate leads, as I mentioned, that would have questioned the official 9/11 story. And it was these leads, this information that Phil Marshall obtained at the Pinal Air Park, that ultimately led to his death, the deaths of his teenage son, his teenage daughter, and even the family dog. The Calaveras County Sheriff concluded that Phil Marshall with a mix of alcohol and drugs, went into a rage, killed his two children, killed the family dog, and then turned the gun on himself. After our investigation here at the Pinal Air Park, where we spent time, it's quite clear that Pinal does hold the key to the 9/11 mystery.
There have been attacks in two American cities, New York and in Washington. The trade centers here in New York have been hit by airplanes. In Washington, there is a large fire at the Pentagon. The Pentagon has been evacuated. And there, as you can see, perhaps the second tower, the front tower, the top portion of which is collapsing. Good Lord.
At Pinal, which has seen a different ownership over the years. At one time, was the facility that where several CIA airlines were based. These airline companies were organized by George Dooley, the CIA man who created Civil Air Transport, Southern Air Transport, Air America from the movie by the same name, starring Mel Gibson. Also Intermountain Aviation. Phil Marshall, of course, had some dealings working with Intermountain Aviation out of Mean, Arkansas. So then it became Evergreen International, and now it's known as the Marana Aerospace Solutions. But before it became Marana Aerospace Solutions, Evergreen, which was a CIA proprietary company, sold its assets to a company called Relativity, LLC out of Virginia, specifically out of Arlington, Virginia, located in the Roslyn area where a lot of CIA operations are located, front companies. And Relativity turns out it's owned by the Carlyle Group. Yes, that Carlyle Group, the Carlyle Group that was partly owned by the Bin Laden family and the Bush family that figured so prominently over the years. And not only everything, including the support for Saddam Hussein in the 1980s and his war with Iran, but also now, as we discovered, Carlyle played a significant role in the 9/11 mystery. Beyond being the boneyard for these aircraft that the Marana facility, also what they do there is they bring planes in to do quick maintenance. They take planes in there to do maintenance and then putting them in storage. And then from storage, these aircraft can be put back into active service. But also what we learned is that at the Pinal Air Park, they have the capability to fabricate new parts and take parts from different aircraft and cobble them together to create what might be called a drop plane. We all know that a drop gun is pieces of various weapons put together to create a new weapon, which there's no obvious no track record for. The serial numbers are shaved off. Well, the same thing can be done to an aircraft. It's quite clear that the capability at the Pinal Air Park included taking parts of planes and creating new aircraft, which, of course, could have drone technology then put in place.
Here's the Air Force general talking to Congress on C-SPAN about remote controlling of aircraft. Because, see, if they can remote control them, they can nerve gas everybody and remote control them into the buildings. And all it takes is a very small group of people that have the codes to do it. And then the rest of the military thinks, hey, Muhammad Atta and all these guys got on the planes. They're taking part in the drill, which we know is going on. See how that works? Let's go to the clip.
Missiles with inert warheads and other sophisticated gear. What have you guys done to equip our Air Guard and other NORAD potentially assigned units with the training, with the rules of engagement and the hardware that gives them an option other than what we have now, which is just to destroy the aircraft and all its passengers?
I'm aware of at least one program which is classified, so we can either talk about it offline or provide you the classified paper on it. There may be others to do exactly that.
Okay, and people say, oh, no, they're talking about missiles there. No, they're not. Here's Bush in PBS. Bush announces new security measures to enable air traffic controllers to take over a distressed aircraft and land it by remote control, okay? That's what the program is. That's what's going on.
what Phil Marshall, who was qualified on both aircraft, obviously discovered in his own investigation was that there was a distinct possibility that some of the aircraft used, or all of the aircraft used on 9/11, were hybrid aircraft created for the purpose of being droned and being put into the Twin Towers, the Pentagon, and, of course, the fourth plane that missed its ultimate target and went down in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. It's obviously Occam's razor. The easiest explanation in this case is the correct explanation. For InfoWars.com, I'm Wayne Mattson.
Thank you, Wayne. Now, coming up in our show, we have more special reports. One in particular, report by John Bound. He's talking about the situation that's going on down in Houston. Now, if you're not aware of this, they were trying to make it a fine for people who did not accommodate transgendered, if that's the proper term, people in restrooms, which is to say a full-grown man to walk into the ladies' restroom and stand up and urinate while there's a little girl washing her hand at the sink. And people would say, you know, hey, if you don't accommodate this grown man, you're transphobic. And the good people of Houston said, we're not transphobic. We just have common sense. We understand that that man can walk right into the men's restroom. And if he has an issue for whatever reason, then he can sit down in the pot, whatever it is he has to do. But he doesn't need to come in here and do all this stuff. So that's a John Bound report. Also, it ties into what Alex Jones was saying today on the Alex Jones radio show, breaking down a very similar piece of information, talking about Bruce Jenner being the person of the year, the woman of the year, or whatever else. And it's not transphobia. It's just it's a transfixation by the public. You know, this guy who, you know, was an incredible athlete, grew his hair out, changed his name. If you want to change his name, it's not a problem to me. But now they're saying you have to identify him as a woman. No, he is a male with long hair and a different name, but he's still a male nonetheless. So stay tuned for both of those special reports.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Break down why you're so proud of these filters.
Well, I mean, this the Alexa Pure is really a culmination of all of my experience. It was posed to me as an extremely challenging project. They wanted a product that would actually operate without any electricity, so it had no pressure. You had to do it all by gravity, and they needed... They really effectively said, we need everything imaginable to be removed efficiently, way higher than 99%. And so the result was, it's an extreme challenge. Worked on it for quite a long time. And basically what we've done is we created the only filter, to my knowledge, that hits all three. It will remove effectively all the major metals, all the major nonmetals such as fluoride. It will take out all known microbiological threats, including viral, bacterial, and cyst. And it will take out organic chemicals of pretty much everything without exception. It's a very, very powerful device. I don't believe that there's anything else out there in the world that can do that, especially under gravity flow conditions. The fit and finish are fantastic. No compromise was made on the quality of the construction. So, I mean, it's really a remarkable achievement on their part, and I feel very proud, actually, to be part of the team that put that together.
What's your view overall on fluoride?
Well, okay, so we actually tested against both the fluoride ion and the fluorosilicate that you mentioned, which is the additive that people put into water under federal control, and basically we removed both of them with equal efficiency. So we wanted to be sure that no matter how fluoride is added to the water, it can be intercepted and removed. So that's how we've dealt with that. All I can tell you is that we tested against all known fluoride chemicals that are added to water, the new ones and the old ones, and we removed them all of equal efficiency.
And is your belief that this is the best gravity-fed filter of the design out there available to the public?
Without a doubt. I mean, most of these gravity flow filters are at best simple particulate filters. They remove dirt and debris, sediment. They're not going to be capable of intercepting a viral particle to the degree we're talking quantitative reduction below detection. No one can touch that kind of capability.
Well, I'm impressed, and I want to thank you so much for your time today. It is the Alexa Pure Pro family of water filtration systems available discounted exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank Mr. Redhawk for allowing us to be part of the launch of this. It's on sale right now for their main unit, $177. Leading competitors that aren't even as good or more than that. And they've also got the survival spring type straw system for survival that is an absolute must-have.
The sleeping giant has awakened. The days of bullying the average American with bleeding heart liberal socialist lunacy appears to have run its course. Voters nationwide rallied to send a clear message to President Obama's administration and Hillary Clinton's campaign of left-field criminal madness.
You know, our Constitution is being shredded. We know about the secret wiretaps. We know about the secret military tribunals, the secret White House email accounts.
An overwhelming majority of Americans reject their policies and phony egalitarian rhetoric. Houston, Texas voters put an end to Houston Mayor Anise Parker's moronic ordinance that subjected businesses with $5,000 fines for not allowing men dressed as women to prowl women's restrooms. An ordinance putting women and children in danger, all in the name of gender discrimination, flatly defying common sense.
In a shocking discovery, the University of Toronto recently found that allowing gender-neutral bathrooms increased the rate of voyeurism. Or to use the more common English, peeping, also known as being a sicko and a pervert.
First of all, this was a team effort of everyone up here, of every church, of every citizen who understands common decency and common sense. It was not a partisan issue. It was not a liberal issue, conservative issue, or moderate issue.
The Houston Chronicle reports, Houston's controversial equal rights ordinance failed by a wide margin Tuesday, with voters opting to repeal the law that offered broad non-discrimination protection. Big money gun control met its match in Virginia. Virginia voters sent the message to Democratic Governor Terry McAuliffe that his progressive rhetoric is no longer legitimate. Breitbart reports Bloomberg was hoping to capitalize on the tragic shooting of two Virginia TV reporters by a disgruntled newsman earlier this summer. He pumped millions into the race for two critical state Senate seats. As a result, both Democrats were able to dramatically outspend the Republican rivals. Bloomberg and his super PAC, Every Town for Gun Safety, hoped to show that Democrats could win on the issue of gun control. Also, Governor McAuliffe had made enacting new restrictions on gun ownership a centerpiece of his campaigning for Democrats around the state. In San Francisco, Sanctuary City supporting and highly incompetent Sheriff Ross Mercurimi was soundly defeated, receiving only 31% of the vote. This on the heels of the murder of 32-year-old Kate Steinle by Francisco Sanchez in broad daylight as she strolled down San Francisco's waterfront. Sanchez, a Mexican illegal immigrant, had been released from Mercurimi's jail despite the fact that federal officials had requested Sanchez be held and possibly deported. Tea Party Republicans Matt Bevin and Janine Hampton, the first black statewide office holder in Kentucky, swept up seats after an ugly barrage of Democratic negative ad campaigns assaulted the ethics of the good people of Kentucky, a state with rural and Christian roots that have had about all they can stand from Washington, D.C.'s pompous lies and blatant tactics of division. Obama's Democratic governors only number 17 as of 2015, down from 29 in 2008. The power of the puppets of the New World Order is dwindling. And before this report gets rabbit-punched by name-calling Democratic liberals with zero substance in their arguments, this isn't about the Republican or Democratic paradigm.
The construction of a new world order.
Our liberties as American citizens have been under a fierce attack by the controllers of that paradigm. Today was a show of force and a victory for liberty and the future of our republic. Power to the people. John Bound for InfoWars.com.
People should not be afraid of their governments. Governments should be afraid of their people.
Party members have been murdered, Chief Inspector.
We're interrupting your regularly scheduled program to bring you this terrifying report.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Jane, what more can you tell us about the Salomon Brothers building and its collapse?
New York, very much a city still in chaos. The phones are not working properly. The subway lines are not working properly.
The sky now black with smoke in front of us, just across the Tigris River here. This is shock and awe, Tom, for the population of Baghdad. Shock and awe, indeed.
The people you liberate will witness the honorable and decent spirit of the American military.
Either you are with us, or you are with the terrorists.
Come on!
It is a big idea. A new world order.
I love my dad. I'd kill for him. I'd go to prison for him because I love him so much.
I love Bill Clinton.
What does that make Hillary Clinton to the Bush family?
My sister-in-law.
When you are subverting the power of government, that's a fundamentally dangerous thing to democracy.
What do you think of Edward Snowden?
I think he's a traitor.
Obama is the one that kills the U.S. troops if the Russians bomb any of them. Obama is the one that put them in harm's way. Obama is the one using them as human shields.
It is the most corrupt, degenerate, criminal government in American history.
I'm here to warn people. You keep telling me to shut up. This isn't a game.
Welcome to America, ISIS. This is what we do.
Woo!
We got people that have taken your asses out in this building right now. We're armed to the teeth, and we're not scared. You got that, you sons of bitches?
In 2012, your agency was saying, quote, the Salafists, the Muslim Brotherhood, and Al-Qaeda in Iraq are the major forces driving the insurgents in Syria. Mm-hmm. In 2012, the U.S. was helping coordinate arms transfers to those same groups. Why did you not stop that?
Why didn't you come forward before? What were you waiting for?
Well, for you, Inspector. I needed you.
I suddenly had this feeling that everything was connected. We're all part of it. Are we ready for it?
You know, Australia is a good example. Canada is a good example. The UK is a good example. Why? Because each of them had mass killings.
Somebody somewhere will comment and say, Obama politicized this issue. Well, this is something we should politicize.
I'm not going to carry a gun. I don't want to be involved in a gunfight.
If I could have gotten 51 votes in the Senate of the United States for an outright ban, picking up every one of them, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in.
Go ahead. Make my day.
So the notion that gun laws don't work, it's not borne out by the evidence.
He says that the Chicago police had a plan over this bloody 4th of July weekend. Nonetheless, as you indicated, Corey, there was a count of casualties that could have been from Afghanistan or Iraq.
We'll make it harder for law-abiding citizens, and criminals will still get their guns.
In many cases, the offenders, felons, some out on parole, some out on bond.
We have to respect the tradition in this country of people who want to defend themselves and their family from violence. There are people at high levels in this government who have bodyguards 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The average American does not have that.
Mayor Bloomberg, why can you defend yourself but not the majority of Americans? I mean, look at the team of security you got.
Every day, every school, at every level. One thing that I think is clear with young people and with adults as well is that we just have to be repetitive about this, and we need to do this every day of the week and just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
Was this the weapon of choice for a new kind of terrorist? When a 5-year-old girl said she and a classmate should shoot each other with bubbles, the school called it a terrorist threat.
AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
You know, the right to bear arms is because that's the last form of defense against tyranny.
Lay down your arms, you damned rebels!
But we don't need the ability to arm ourselves against the army or the police.
What kind of a situation in the U.S. would you see that happening?
I mean, we've got a lot of constitutionalists, a lot of people that stockpile weapons.
Discovered the clergy would help the government with potentially their biggest problem, us.
To say we're not turning our guns in, and we're not running, and we're not backing down. If you want them, come and take them.
I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. I believe our research is conclusive. This is the best iodine out there. And I know this for a fact. Nobody else has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen.
For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2.
I believe our research is conclusive. This is the best iodine out there.
Take advantage of this at InfoWarsLife.com.
And why wearing a Hillary for President t-shirt might get you punched in the face.
They thought it said Hillary for President. He said, I was seconds away from sending my bar back over here to punch you in the face. Since you're wearing a Hillary for Prison shirt, you don't have to buy drinks here. Everything's on the house.
Hillary for President! Hillary's not surging, I tell you that. They're not saying that. They're not saying that. Thank you.
Donald Trump endorses Hillary for Prison. Get your Hillary for Prison 2016 t-shirt at the InfoWars store. And on the back it says, legalize freedom. Show your disapproval of Hillary by buying your t-shirt today.
But what she's done is criminal.
This is an American president. Just add puppet, then vote and repeat every 4 years.
Meanwhile, we've got mixed news on the whole tranny mania. Houston bathroom bill, voters reject LGBT ordinance that men can go into women's bathrooms and that men can go into theirs. You have to build special bathrooms and all the rest of this. And you'll walk into a place to get your hair cut now, and they'll be like, sorry, we don't have transgender bathrooms yet, but we will. And it's just like, it's like, hey, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on in the galaxy. NASA just came out with top physicists and said they believe that there are other parallel universes. You know, there are some other, it's just there are other things other than trannies, other than men in dresses. But Illinois district violated transgender students' right, says boys who think they're girls can go in the girls' locker rooms when they're changing clothes and take their clothes off with them. That's the New York Times. See, because they can get away with that. They can get away with anything. It's the collapse of civilization. It's the destruction of the family. It has nothing to do with somebody's sexual preference. It is about messing with everyone and making everyone adopt this particular lifestyle. And prominent feminist, lesbian Camille Paglia, who's been writing for decades about the collapse of civilization and just the facts of life, that when you see massive attacks on men, massive attacks on family, it will be the collapse of civilization. But this is by design. Powerful article, CNS News reported on her article. Paglia, transgender mania is a symptom of the West cultural collapse. Well, so is saying Germans can't drink beer at Oktoberfest because it offends the Muslims. I'm open. I'm not against Muslims. I want them to be able to have their life as long as they don't infringe on mine. And a lot of Muslims don't want to infringe on our lifestyles, whatever they may be, conservative, liberal, libertarian. But they're being bullied and controlled by radical Islam that is becoming the dominant Islam. And there have been periods when Islam was totally about the sword and periods when it wasn't. It's a very diverse history. But it was born out of the sword, and the Quran says it's about the sword. And then people try to deny this with political correctness. Paglia, transgender mania is a symptom of the West cultural collapse. Nothing better defines the decadence of the West to the jihadists than our toleration of open homosexuality and transgender mania now. Play that clip.
Sex reassignment surgery, even today, with all of its advances, cannot, in fact, change anyone's sex. Okay, you can define yourself as a trans man or a trans woman, as some one of these new gradations along the scale. But ultimately, every single cell in the human body, the DNA in that cell, remains coded for your biological birth. So there are a lot of lies being propagated at the present moment. Okay, which I think is not in anyone's best interest. Okay. What I'm concerned about is the popularity and the availability of sex reassignment surgery. So it's someone who is doesn't feel that he or she belongs to the biological birth and gender. People are being encouraged to intervene in the process. Parents are now encouraged
to push it,
to subject the child to procedures that I think are a form of child abuse, surgical manipulations, etc. I think that this is wrong, that people should wait until they're of an informed age of consent. Parents should not be doing this to their children. And I think that even in the teenage years, it's too soon to be making this leap. People change, people grow, and people adapt. In my study of history in sexual personae, I'm always talking about the late phases of culture. And this is, I was always drawn to the late or decadent phase of culture.
End of the cycle.
Oscar Wilde is one of the great exponents of that. In the late 19th century. He's one of my strongest influences from my earliest years. And I found, okay, in my study, that history is cyclic. And everywhere in the world, you find this pattern, okay, in ancient times, that as a culture begins to decline, you have an efflorescence, okay, of transgender phenomena, okay? That is a symptom of cultural collapse, okay? So rather than people sing the praises of humanitarian liberalism, okay, that allows all of these transgender possibilities, okay, to appear and to be encouraged, I would be concerned about how...
I want to finish up with the Camille Paglia clip. We played the first half of it. And then there's several articles that are linked to in the story on Infowars.com where she elaborates on it. But whether it was ancient Greece or Rome or Babylon or China, in every culture, when men start to behave like women and men start to dress like women, that is done in the final phase before a total collapse. And Paglia came out and said that transgender mania is a symptom of the West culture collapse. Let's go back to the clip where we left it off. Here it is.
To the world, because in fact these phenomena are inflaming the irrational, indeed borderline psychotic opponents of Western culture in the form of ISIS and other jihadists. Nothing more, better defines the decadence of the West to the jihadists, okay, than our toleration of open homosexuality and this transgender mania now. I think that any vision of the future, the futurists from the science fiction of the late 19th century into the 20th century, century. Usually they have projected that men and women in distant space, okay, will start to conform to each other in gender. And you see that in, you know, you see it in Star Wars. Gender seems to start to be erased. Men and women are working side by side almost as units. And there's something mechanical about it. This shaving away of gender differences, okay? Yes,
that's right.
More and more, you know, the masculine is seen as somehow retrograde.
That's right. She realizes there's a scientific attack on men, and she knows a lot more than she's letting on. I'll just leave it at that. She's a smart lady. She studied history. And she is for people to have equality and freedom and for people not to be abused. But you've got to defend masculinity because that is the bipolar heart of humanity. The feminine and the masculine together make humanity. That is our journey together over thousands of years, over the eons. Our struggles. And women have done things to men. Men have done things to women. But to then have the species turn against itself is the end of the species as we know it. And the social engineers, the social Darwinists, the transhumanist eugenicists have written countless books that we've reviewed, we've covered, we've quoted. I've made films admitting this plan. And she's trying to get folks to think. She's a smart professor. So she's giving them little hints, like, it's almost like it's a machine. It's almost like they're stripping something away. It's almost like we're being dehumanized. We're side by side working like prisoners. That's right. The globalists are jealous of that connection between men and women. They don't like the love humans have for each other. Brotherhood, kinship, fatherhood, motherhood. Male bonding, they're going after rituals of men bonding. They're going after rituals of women bonding. The globalists admit in their own plans, in Brave New World Revisited, nonfiction, that Brave New World written in 1932. Go read that book 90 years later. 90 years later. Brave New World. Almost 90 years later. And you go read that. And it's almost all come true in ways. And Huxley explained in 62 before he died, as I've said many times, I played the interview here, an hour-long speech at Princeton, hour-long speech at Berkeley, excuse me, he did one at Princeton as well. And he said, no, my brother runs the UN. This is the eugenics plan. We call it transhumanism. And once we mix up the sexes and put chemicals in the food and water, then we're going to feminize men, make women masculine, but then we're going to mix the two, and then we're going to have a planned species, and you're going to be asexual. You're all going to have shaved heads. You're going to wear gray uniforms. And you're like, you know, I've heard of that. I saw that in the movie THX-1138, which George Lucas admits is his version of Brave New World. So we're getting messed with here because the only way to conquer humanity, humanity will always resist you. The only way to conquer humanity once and for all is to end humanity as we are known, as we have been. And that's why the major textbooks that we've covered here across the United States admit and say the family belongs to the bygone archaic era and is barbarous and must be phased out and finally eradicated.
Well, that's it for our show tonight. If you'd like to support us, go to PrisonPlanet.tv. You can get yourself a free trial and it helps our broadcast. Well, I'm Jakari Jackson from the InfoWars Command Center. And we'll see you again tomorrow night.
Knockout is back. If you want a product that has 10 known ingredients that naturally get your body to relax, your brain to relax, so you get deep, restful sleep, Knockout's it. InfoWarsLife.com. L-theanine. Hops flower extract, lemon balm extract, valerian root extract, chamomile flower extract, L-tryptophan extract, melatonin, and more. All organic, all the natural sources. It's the same price as leading brands of melatonin that are 3 milligrams apiece. It has 3 milligram, the standard recommended dose for an adult. It's got the GABA. So it would probably cost $50 to take all this as separate pills. It's $19.95. You take one or two of these, and it just is really clean, restful sleep is what the reviews are. It's what I've experienced. and it just synergistically puts everything in there. InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com. Or call 888-253-3139.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. And your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.